Crawford M., Tacoma Park, Maryland. July 11, 1904. Mrs. M. Crawford, 52, 33rd Place, Chicago. My dear friend, I have just returned to this place from a trip to the South. We were away for about 6 weeks, and during that time we visited Nashville, Graysville, and Huntsville. Our visit to Graysville was a very pleasant one. We were there only 2 days. On Sabbath, I spoke to our people. The church was crowded. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon me, and I was given a plain testimony to bear. My heart was filled with thanksgiving and praise and rejoicing. 2 or 3 ministers from outside churches were present. On Sunday, comfortable carriages were provided, and we were driven up the mountainside to the sanitarium that has been built there. We were taken still further up the mountain to where the water that supplies the sanitarium springs up from among the rocks, pure and clear and cold. This spring gives an abundant supply of water the year round. Below the building, there is another large spring. A year or two ago, when the ground for the building had just been purchased, word was sent me in regard to this lower spring, asking whether it would not be best to purchase it also for the use of the sanitarium. I did not wait to write a letter, but sent a telegram, advising that by all means the spring be purchased. The institution is well planned, and the physicians and nurses are working disinterestedly and earnestly to bring the work on the building to completion. I wished to say to the physician, "We have a great work to do. It pleases me to see the good work you do while handling the axe and hammer and plane. You seem to be master of the situation." The physician's face expressed anxiety and showed a burden of thought, and I did wish to say, "This is the work that Christ did in his youth. And through it all, he did not speak an impatient word. Not even when he was misunderstood. He always spoke pleasantly, and when he was blamed for being so particular about his work, he answered by words of song from the Psalms, and those who had been scolding him found themselves uniting with him in singing, 'O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever.' Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Blessed are they which keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart." Psalm 118, verse 1, 2, 4, 119, 2. I should have been pleased to speak words of encouragement to the physician's wife and to her sister. I should like to have said to them, "Be sure, my dear friends, ever to walk with Christ. Learn of me," said the divine teacher, "for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." See Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. On the second floor, we found the nurses busy at work. I hope they all realized that their faithfulness is fully appreciated by one who knows. In looking to their Savior, they will find peace and joy. We are to unite our influence in making the earth radiant and glorious. Entire consecration is essential, and the union of all is needed in order that the work of God may advance. No one is to exalt self and disparage others. I longed to say to all the workers, "Henceforth, you are Christ's servants. No longer are you to live to yourselves, but for him who died for you and rose again. Your lives are to be hid with Christ in God, that when he who is your life shall appear, you may appear with him in glory." We climbed to the third story and looked off over the treetops across the valley. We greatly enjoyed the view. We were much pleased with what we saw of the Graysville Sanitarium. The workers seem to be doing their best. Angels of God are cooperating with these busy workers. My dear sister, we have been acquainted for a long time. I surely hope that our friendship will continue through the eternal ages. Should I pass through Chicago before I return to California, I would be very much pleased to see you and talk with you. I cannot now say when we shall leave Washington. The brethren here desire Willie's counsel in establishing the sanitarium and the school. He has had a wide experience in building up interests in new places. There are quite a number of young men here at work on the ground. Dr. Hare is here, ready to begin work when the buildings are up. Sister Marion, I have a request to make. Can you lend me $1,000? I need money to help me in getting out my books. I have one book, The Ministry of Healing, which is almost ready for the printer. It is my desire that the proceeds from the sale of this book shall be used for our sanitariums. I need means to assist in bringing out this book. If you will lend me $1,000, I will give you my note and will pay you interest on the money.
I leave this with you. If you can help me at this time, I shall be very thankful. In love.